Our scripture this morning is Philippians 3, verses 4 through 14, and Peter Jelinek will be reading our scripture this morning.
That's
Philippians 3, 4b through 14. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard that them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes from faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to know what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Peter. Pray with me, friends. Lord, may the words of Shannon in my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So we are continuing our way through this very short letter from Paul to the people at Philippi. And we've heard so far the apostle longing for friendship with these Philippians. We've read his encouragement, this ancient hymn last week, to root themselves in Jesus' life of laying down the kinds of power that have shaped the world for violence and destruction. But today, Paul turns the camera back on himself. There are people out there finding their way into the house churches of Philippi who want something different than what Paul wants for them. And these are people who continue to tie the good news of Jesus Christ to moral or spiritual accomplishments, or to nationality, or to particular membership within a certain religious group. Paul confesses that he used to believe that too, until he met Jesus. And in a second, all that was gone. All those things that he used to take pride in, being so zealous for his beliefs, he was willing to harm other people, being this innovator of an exacting kind of law, all of that is rubbish. It is garbage. It is worthless and smelly and the stuff you take out to your front yard on Wednesday mornings. In an instant, in a flash of light, Paul kicks off this new life, And he gets this new identity. It's disorienting. And in the end, he's also discovered that it can be painful and hard. But as we learned from the first few chapters of Philippians, this new life has led him to new people, to new future, to a new joy. And so now we read about Paul living in this in-between. Jesus has come, and Jesus is yet to come. The good news is here, and the good news is not complete. Sin no longer holds us captive, and we feel the pain and destruction of sin every day. Guess what? That's us too. We are also living in this in-between. We are held in this strange place of already, but not yet. And Paul uses a metaphor of running a race when he talks about this time in between. He loves this metaphor. We press on towards the goal, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. So today I wanted to talk with somebody who knew a little bit about goals and a lot about running goals in particular. Now, Shannon Hess completed a pretty important milestone in her own running goals just this past week. I've known Shannon for a few years now and have discovered that these kinds of goals are not unusual for her. So today I thought Shannon would be the perfect person to have a conversation with about faith and goals and what it means to live in this in-between time. So thank you, Shannon, for your willingness to try this out with me.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm always happy to talk about running.
I know. So what, tell us about the goal, why you set it, and about what happened this week.
Yeah, so I created the goal for the year. Usually I have some sort of running goal for the year. And this year the goal was to run 1,000 miles. I've never tracked my miles consistently, so I bought a watch that would do that for me. And decided I was going for 1,000 and hit that last week or this week sometime. So a couple months ahead of schedule, much thanks to COVID and having a lot more time on my hands and not traveling this summer. So that was exciting. I wasn't expecting to quite hit it this early. And I wasn't sure if I was going to get to 1,000 when I first created the goal, just because it seems like a high number. So exciting to get there pretty early on.
Yeah, and Shannon, I know that you also run races, right? So you know about sort of these longer term goals, but also you've been in races before, right?
Yeah, I've done a couple.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, you know, as I was thinking about this metaphor that Paul uses, especially in the sort of long-term goal that you had for yourself, most of our lives, like most of running or races or goals, does not happen at the beginning or the finish line, right? Like that's like you get a split second right when you start and a split second at the end. And the vast majority of it is sort of what happens in the middle. And so I was curious about that in-between part for you. Are there ways that as you went through this goal this year that you saw connections between the time in between and what it means to be a person of faith right now in the world?
Yeah, I mean, I draw a lot of connections between my faith and my running. And one thing is like there are so many days where you wake up or you get home from work and you don't feel like running. And it's difficult to get your shoes on and to get out the door. And that's very similar with a faith. Like there's so many days that you don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like living it out. And most times you do it anyway. You put on your shoes and you're like, I've got this. I've got this goal that I have to reach. I coach cross country. So there's the accountability of my team and the example I'm setting to them as a runner as well. And of course, there are days where where you don't, where you're like, I'm going to sleep in instead. I'm going to make some excuses to not get out of bed and get my run in before whatever I have planned for the day. And that's true in our faith too. There are times where we don't step up and live things out the way that we should in those moments. And I do a lot of my training on my own. A lot of my running is out on my own. But yet when you hit a trail, you're very rarely actually on your own. You come across so many other runners that you don't know and who are also out there reaching their own daily goals, overcoming something. And so there's that encouragement and that accountability. If you run the same route every week, you see some of the same people and you know, like, they're also aiming towards something probably similar. And so there's that accountability aspect. And then when you are running an actual race, there's the community aspect of we are all literally running towards the same goal, which is encouraging. And I tend to run better during a race because of that community aspect. And one of the beautiful things about the sport of running is the community of it. When you finish, when you cross that finish line, you stand along and you cheer on everyone else as they're coming in. And as you're finishing, the people who have finished before you are cheering you on. And so with that mindset, it's a lot easier to finish when you have that accountability and that community aspect of other people going through the struggle with you and finding joy in that struggle too.
Yeah, actually, Jen, that's really helpful because I do think that, like, especially because Mennonites have just such a especially strange way of living our faith in the world, that the idea that there are other people in this community in the South who are, you know, in a very militarized culture, that there are other people who are also every day trying to figure this out together, that is the people gathered here today, even as I do this on my own. A lot of this has to be a lot of the decisions that we make every day are done on our own. You're right that there is this community of people who are also past and present and future, who are also sort of in this in-between space with us. So that's really helpful. I was also curious because maybe for those who are not runners and for whom the first word associated with running is misery, I thought that it may be good to talk a little bit about, I always worry a little bit about that with this metaphor because it really is just so miserable for some people to think about running. And I don't really think that that's what Paul intended for us. So for someone who finds a lot of joy from running, like, I don't think you thought around like, what is the most miserable thing I could do to myself? Oh, I could run 1,000 miles and, that would really just make me feel terrible and awful. And there was something else behind that, joy or hope or, and just wondering a little bit about like the disposition what you really just received as a good about setting this goal for yourself.
Yeah. And it's funny because I used to hate running. It's a big joke between friends and mine from high school that when we had to do the yearly mile run, I would walk half of it because I didn't enjoy it. I didn't get into running until college. And it was one of those things through a close friend of mine who loved running that I also learned to love to run, which is also kind of similar to when you think about faith as well, if sometimes you have to watch somebody else love something before you can see the beauty in it too. And there are a lot of hard moments when running, and I don't always enjoy it. There are days where it actually brings me physical pain, or having to run up hills is not really that enjoyable. But you also know that those moments, like running hills, makes you stronger. It builds your muscles. It forces your lungs to breathe differently. And so knowing that even in those moments of pain, it's building your character, it's building your physical strength as well. So I think just keeping that mindset is helpful in those moments of difficulty. And changing mindset too. I had to change my mindset a lot in the summer because it was so hot and humid. I couldn't just go out and run 6 miles and enjoy it. I had to stop and break it up and maybe run 2 miles and pause and get some water and rest and then run another 2 miles. And so sometimes there's that changing of the mindset too in breaking up your goals into smaller chunks so that you do still enjoy it as much as possible. So I think that had been important over the summer to keep going too in those times of misery. I think that's yeah. Probably.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and I think as we've been hearing in this letter from Paul, as much as he talks about the difficulties and pains of this experience, right? Like there's also this real longing for this friendship, this beautiful friendship that's developed with the people of Philippi. And so in the midst of all of this, like the people who journey with Paul are also this incredible gift and encouragement to him. And so even in the midst of this sense that there's always joy alongside of this, that's the suffering that Paul, that there's no escaping that in this life. Instead he sort of offers up that both of those are possible for us. Shannon, I was also wondering, you know, I think there's also, like you talked about breaking up goals I was curious if there had been like faith milestones that you look back at and think like, oh, wow, I did hit sort of like, there was this moment that I can look back and say, oh, well, there's a significant change or a movement in my life that has kept my faith going and encouraged me along the way. And I'm wondering if you had any of those in your life.
Yeah, I think one big one would have been college. I grew up going to church as a young child in a Mennonite church and then later in an evangelical free church, so quite a shift there. But when I left home and left my small town and I went to a Christian college, I learned to kind of process things differently. I was with other people from a bunch of different faith backgrounds and professors that were, I had an Old Testament professor who was quite liberal compared to what I grew up with and was challenged to see the Bible differently through the other believers that I was surrounded by. And I remember like going back and really digging through things on my own and wrestling through stuff of like, what do I truly believe versus what have I been told to believe? And so college became one of those big moments for me, a big shift in my faith of making it personal. I was very involved in an organization that we worked with the people on the streets of inner city Philly. And there is something really unique about talking about faith, breaking bread with people who have a lot less than you and have a different life experience. And I've had other opportunities to do that in Mexico and in El Salvador. And I often come back to those moments, those relationships built, and because those people tend to have a much stronger faith as they have to depend on God differently than what I do. And I feel like those moments really are what have formed my faith and are things that I go back to in those moments of disbelief and doubt. Those are probably the big ones. So that would have started in college, a lot more exposure to people who have a different background and a different belief system, but also just a different way of seeing life, which has always challenged me to see my faith differently.
Well, thank you, Shannon. It was so good to hear just about this experience for you this year, and to sort of, it just seemed so meant to be when the verses this week were about Paul running this race and the in-between of goals. That so grateful that you get to share with us. And those questions that I asked Shannon, maybe those can also be a part of our sharing time today. If you have a time where a faith milestone has been significant to you, or a way that you look back and see God's faithfulness, or how you pursue this life in the in-between that we all live in, welcome you to share that as well when we get to sharing time. So with that, I'll say amen and hand it off to Rosine.